We have a title for this week as well.
Hit it.
Hit it. Funky Cold Medina. How come no one's coming out with some sort of a
COVID song?
No, how come they're not going after Tone for the song about the date rape drug?
What?
Or the Beastie Boys. I
Funky
guess.
Cold Medina, his only hit.
Oh.
It's about this mysterious elixir that he puts in girls' drinks and then they get really horny and he accidentally slips it to a transsexual person.
I never paid attention to the
who's
lyrics.
Who's got an Oscar Mayer wiener. That's all I remember about the song.
I've definitely never listened to the lyrics of that song. It feels problematic.
It's one of the great songs of all time that should...
One of the greats.
Doesn't fit into life as we know it.
Hi, guys.
What about Brass Monkey?
That I don't remember that song.
But the Beastie Boys.
What's it about?
Putting orange juice in a 40.
And then you grab the Spanish fly.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Member berries, member.
Yeah.
I'm wiped out, guys, after that pre-show meeting. I am
that was a,
fucking tuckered.
That was an intense pre-show meeting.
I didn't appreciate the gun being brandished, but I understood that it drove home a point.
We just had one of our first and only meetings in the nearly 10-year history of the After Disaster.
And apparently, we all have a lot of problems.
I'm fucking wiped. I don't know if I'm wiped out because I know that we're doing two shows tonight or if... Because I was up drinking late last night.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what the problem is here, but...
What were you sipping on?
You know what?
You know this.
Yeah, we know
the
song.
We know the song.
We just don't pay attention to lyrics for songs like this.
Okay.
I cannot picture Mike just listening to that song.
When I was cleaning my stuff out, selling, getting rid of, throwing away, donating, I found the Tone Loc Funky Cold Medina single that I bought in... Whenever it came out in the 80s.
Why would you have bought that?
What a curse word, the ka-single.
The ka-single.
Oh, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Cassette single. I remember the wall of them at Warehouse Music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the ka-single.
Remember?
Why do you keep saying that? I hate it.
I don't know.
Yeah, are you saying member?
It's like I wish you, members if there was only, a camera on my face right now, you would have seen how like physically upset you
sang.
Bring it.
Me. Well, now it's just
bring
part
it to
of the
next meeting, Tyler.
Member.
That was one of the rare meetings where all three of us talk, because usually it's two of us.
Talking about the other person?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know what I like, don't like?
You?
Right now, Anderson?
Huh.
Tyler's attitude.
Yeah, it's been
no,
shit.
No, it's not that at all. Oh, okay. It's the front of your car.
I don't like how quickly Anderson jumped onto
the
that.
The front of your car is smashed in exactly where the front of my car is smashed in.
Oh, yeah. Mike got in a little bit of a wreck skis.
I saw that when you were backing in. What happened, big dog?
I was in the middle of goddamn
don't
nowhere.
Call him big dog.
But he's my big dog.
It's
middle
worse,
of goddamn nowhere.
Remember?
Little place called Coso Junction.
Coso.
You know
I bet this
there?
Is out by Death Valley.
You know what's there? It is by Death Valley.
Oh, shocking.
There is a rest stop and a closed Chevron station.
And a demolition derby that you unwittingly found yourself upon.
And I pulled in... Had a phone call with somebody pulling out. I'm at a stoplight. A fucking woman comes off the highway and just runs right into me.
What?
And gets out.
You're middle of just, nowhere, right?
Nowhere.
Yeah.
And just says, sorry. That was it. That's the only words I exchanged with her.
Did you get her information?
I said, I need your insurance. And then one of her friends or family members had to tell her that I need her insurance, and she went and got it.
What, was it a language barrier?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, like men she's, can't speak with
smoked.
Women.
That's absolutely what
Death,
it was.
Death Valleyan?
She was Death Valleyan.
Yeah.
She only speaks lizard and rattlesnake.
I love the idea of somebody hopping out of the bushes and slapping a 13 on the side of your car, and then all these other demolition cars just come, and you're like, what the fuck's going on?
What's happening? This is the greatest night of my
go,
life.
Go,
and
go!
The worst. And the worst. I will say that AAA, so far, even though nothing's happened,
so good.
Two thumbs up.
Pretty smooth?
It was so silky smooth. Not only was the girl incredibly flirtatious and mentioned she's newly single over and over and over.
What?
That is
and kept
thirsty.
Complimenting me
on
about how you're obviously a very creative person.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. She said, she told me I'm probably a genius.
Yeah.
Oh, like four times.
I
swear to God.
What the fuck?
I swear to God. And she goes, "You're obviously a very creative person." And
what led to that? Were you explaining that you're in Death Valley for the fourth time?
Yeah, and I said
that week.
I was in Death Valley.
I was at Death Valley for the impromptu demolition derby. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I was hoping to make it for the figure eight race.
Someone jumps out of the bushes, slaps a 13 on the side of your car. Next thing you know,
big
a
dogs
Jeep
in
Cherokee
business
is plowing into the front of your car as if 100% intentionally. But she took care of everything. She waived the deductible, everything. And while I was still on the phone with her, which was an hour,
she
by the way.
She waived the deductible because you're not at fault. That's not a – she's not flirting with you.
Well, either way.
That's her job.
She had all – I said, so now who do I contact? She goes, I already contacted the body shop. They'll be calling you. And as she said that, the guy was calling me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But you hadn't finished your call with her. And now your
Correct.
Phone's ringing? That seems obnoxious.
It was so obnoxious. I told her I will find a new insurance company tomorrow and you can go to hell. She did pitch me on the upping my liability insurance.
It sounded like she wanted to turn that AAA into XXX.
You could have cut her off right there, Mike, and said, like, well, then I want to be able to afford taking you out to the nice place.
Yeah, if you can get me the...
Damn.
She said,
"I
don't know how much
off their feet.
I don't know how much liability you guys carry, but apparently I do $50,000. And she said I should make it at least 100, and if I can swing it, a couple $100,000 in case I get into an accident with 3 or 4 cars and they're all demolished.
And you caused all of them?
And I caused it.
And you don't have the 13 on the side of your car.
And I don't have a 13. Would that be good luck? Or
I like that, too. Like, you get in a big wreck, and then before the cops get there, you put numbers on,
on all the cars. What do you want from me?
Yeah. you can cite us for an illegal demolition derby, but that's about it.
Yeah, what's that crime code, sir?
And then some old woman's like, I wasn't involved in a demolition. Liar! She's a liar, officer! Look at the number on her car. Oh, what was that?
I don't know. What's Harrison doing?
What is happening? Oh, wow! The greatest getting out of the car event that could have possibly happened. Don't make it worse, Anderson, by bumping into my dent.
Why is this happening?
This is a good... Oh, he fucked Tyler!
It's so annoying.
Oh, my God, that is so annoying. By the way, I forgot about COVID, and I was
Thanks,
like...
Thanks, bud.
Do I mention that stupid thing Anderson's got around his neck?
There's
I honestly forgot about COVID for a second. I'm like, is he actually going to wear a pink bandana around his neck?
So I usually do the bandana, too, and then I found that I forget that it's on, and I'm walking around looking like I think I'm tight with my bandana on.
Like you're on a yacht?
Not even like on a like I'm a roadie at some band.
Yeah, I got to get a bandana,
A guitar tech move right there, the bandana around the neck.
Yeah, yeah. What was the purpose of bandanas when they were
robbing
like
banks?
A new thing?
Keeping dust.
Was it a neckerchief?
Keeping dust out of your face.
Oh, really? Is that really what it was?
Yeah, while you're on the high plains, you know?
Why didn't cowboys just get those N95 masks?
They're all bought by China.
I had dreams about him last night. Intense, not sexual, Ty.
I didn't say they were.
You're about to. I know.
Better if they were.
How your little Christian mind works. You immediately go, immediately. Was there a pee-pee involved?
Yeah, God gives you permission to talk about sex when you're on a podcast. You can't do it in real life.
I had intense dreams.
You can't
even do
it in real life.
About the old Trumpy over there, and it was weird. It was
what was the
bizarre.
Dream?
I went to
he gave you a job at the White House, and you immediately backed him and quit the podcast?
You found out he's a big AD fan. You're like, I don't know. It's pretty good.
You know what? We got to vote for this guy.
It wasn't a rally in the dream, but essentially it was, I guess. And I was driving a truck, and he was hands-on with everything. Like, he was scowling as he said goodbye to everyone when they were leaving the event. And I was going, you know, you got to hand it to him, though. He's hands-on. Like, if I went to the, Biden thing, like, I'd just see Biden on stage. I wouldn't actually be, like, around this dude. And then he took something out of a piece of paper out of my truck. I don't know why I was driving a truck. And then I'm like, I don't want him to have that piece of paper. So I'm like, I just snatched it back from him and started driving. And then I saw him pointing at me. And then other people were writing down the license plate. I'm like, fuck, I probably shouldn't have done that to the president. And then I woke up.
What the fuck, Anderson? Yeah. What were you drinking last night?
So yeah, it was
just tequila worms.
New diet IPA.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Just a bottle full of worms soaked in tequila. Just the worms.
I don't
Ben and Jerry's.
At all.
I don't either. What's happening?
Yeah, I haven't seen him until just now.
Yeah.
I don't see him.
We might have some trouble, guys.
Is he out? Oh, that guy right there?
Yeah.
He was standing in the street a while ago.
Yeah, I haven't liked him since I got here.
He wasn't dancing in the
I don't
street.
Like him, and I don't like that car
he's
over there that
standing,
has headlights on.
Standing. He's taking pictures. Oh, no, he's not. Is that a bottle of Coke or something?
No, it's a mask. Hey, that Dancing in the Street song.
Yeah.
Protest. Song about protest.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was about David Bowie and Mick Jagger having a nice gentlemanly time together.
Apparently, the guy that wrote it said it was about protesting.
What do you mean the guy that wrote it?
He's saying that
whoever
now.
Wrote it. I think I don't know if one of them wrote it. I don't
Smokey
know.
Smokey Robinson?
I heard it coming up. Who, it was, I didn't stick around for
sang
the coming
that
up.
Song in the 50s or 60s.
What song?
Dancing in the Street. It was a remake.
Yeah.
A cover.
Mick Jagger, David Bowie cover.
Dancing in the Streets.
I think it was something the Dan like Band originally did it.
Okay.
I think so too. And it was called Suckin' in the Streets.
There's this IPA by Doghead Beer Tie Tie called Slightly.
First of all, it's Dogfish Head. So
Dogfish Head. Slightly Mighty IPA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are facts illegal on this podcast?
I don't dig them. I'm not a fan of them. And it's 95 cals. 95 cals. 95? I believe it's like maybe zero carbs.
Yeah, but what's that ABV, Big Dog?
5.7, I think.
5.7.
Yeah, we're familiar with the song.
This isn't a bad
song.
This
is the original. No, it's not the original. This is the bad 80s one, right?
I don't think that's a protest song. By Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
I was told that, and it was on the radio, and they said, coming up. And then I got out of my car, and I did not hear the rest.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is a protest song? Wang Dang, Sweet Poontang.
What's that protesting? That not having access to Sweet Poontang?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any man that's straight on the planet.
Yeah, that's true. There's
what
not
was that?
One
I phrased that improperly. Any straight man on the planet who doesn't feel like they don't have access to enough poontang.
What?
That's a bold statement to make.
First of all, we've far exceeded the amount of times you're allowed to say poontang on the podcast.
Well, I feel like you and
well,
I still have
news,
a full
got
cash.
News for you about the pre-show meeting.
Okay. I got some plugs, which I never do.
I thought your hair was fine.
I got some hair plugs over here. Bosley for men. You know what it is? Bosley.
Yeah, hair club.
I will
hair
say club. That when I was a kid and those Bosley ads would come on for hair plugs, I was always excited and genuinely thought it was Bosley from Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that guy's got his hands in everything. He's got hot chick PIs working for him. He's rich.
I would hate being bald or losing my hair and those commercials.
End of sentence.
And those commercials come on and there's other people
in
the room.
Everyone's looking at you.
And you assume that they're thinking that you're watching it and that you're either like, I should do this or well, I don't need this.
You're focusing really hard to memorize the number. You know what? I bet that plays out in a lot of scenarios. It happens to me sometimes if I, I've been around other human beings and somebody goes, what happened at McDonald's? And I'll go, some big fat guy pushed me out of the way. And then I look around, there's a bunch of big fat people around me listening to the story. Mm. And I'm like, right.
That happens a lot to you?
It's happened. And I remember specifically when that one happened.
This is a little little Joe Dorville, friend of the program.
Really?
All right, now I'm going to pull it away. And
is that really Joe?
Read the plug. Yeah, it's Joe.
Joe, with the fire beats? Where's the... Does it continue? I'd probably be considered a backpack rapper. I got my backpack back with a bunch of beans. All right, Joe, let's fucking go. Never touch a dream, but I done seen the shit sold. Hush, never tell, never told. When I'm making paper planes, it's the only time I fold. I roll with niggas that don't wear cash. I'm not sure about using the N-word, Joe, but...
I was going to say using shit in a rap song. I think clean it up, pal. Mm-hmm. Clean it up.
No one wants
to hear that garbage.
For the record, I will always state this has been my opinion for a long time. I do not like having talented listeners.
I don't either. Whoa. In fact, get lost. Scram.
Which is why I
Hit
love having
bricks.
Joe as a listener.
Listen.
Got him. Eat my shit.
And we listen to our own show.
All right, let me read what Joe wrote for me. He wrote this out.
Joe Roten?
Joe Roten.
What
is the
Joe
problem
Roten?
With Joe Roten?
The Joe Roten experience.
For me is I'm not the greatest of readers, as we
Why
all know.
Why do you think he sent it to you?
I don't want your available Wi-Fi network, you fuckers.
That's the first thing. That's a weird
this
opening.
This is from listener Joe Dorville's album, TV, under the moniker Headphone. which is spelled out H-E-A-D-P-H-N. So we got rid of the O and the E there with the phone. So it's all one word. It's Hedfin. Hedfin?
Oh, head. Oh,
get it like Hedfin.
Maybe it's headphone, but he just got rid of the letters.
I think he's gonna.
Old white guys decipher people's
names.
It's
headphone without the O-N-E, without the O-E.
But you're deliberately mispronouncing it.
Hedfin. But feels, I mean, if like, you were to read it, just
feels
if you were to
like
see that,
an attack.
It doesn't matter because he's changing it to Chief Phone next week anyways, he said.
You can't change your rap name. Hey, by the way.
Also, read the room, Joe. I don't think it's time to put Chief in things.
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
No, but if you want to look him up, it's
Redskin Joe Dorville.
Headphone.
It's not
like he just dropped all the vowels, though. I mean, because he's got the E and the A in there with the headfin. With the head. Fin. Head,
yeah.
You know?
No one would ever read that headfin.
I would.
How would you not? I mean, yeah, I don't want to say headphone and then have people searching headphone when it's not headphone.
Yeah. Hey, let me just say for the record, in case the listeners are wondering, as they probably are wondering.
Please state it for the single, Mike.
Dear listeners, we're parked in front of the Fifth, a place where there's always something weird going on, and tonight is no exception. There's someone parked in the dark facing us.
And they're in the car because their lights were on until moments ago.
And there's a man with a jug of water.
A juggalo of water.
Meandering around, like literally walking around the parking lot. Am I being dishonest if I say 20 minutes, 15 minutes?
He's over there, he's over by the liquor
store. I can see the gleam off of his bottle.
Oh, no. Yes.
He's still here.
If he was an extra in a film doing that, you'd be like, can you be realistic, please?
Yeah, can someone get the psycho out of here? Just call casting. Get someone else over here. Who can just sit at craft services and stuff their face with our Oreos and our
It looks
lines.
Like someone left their Sim character.
And our Capri
and, like,
Suns.
They left the controller. So he's just standing there waiting for the controller to come back.
Every now and again he shifts and then just stays the
I can't believe. I don't even know what that is. I mean, I do know what a Sim is in that game, but you summed it up absolutely perfectly. They went to the bathroom, forgot they left the machine on, left, and the guy takes like 2 steps every 3 minutes, but it doesn't know what to do.
Weight just shuffles side to side.
He's making his way back towards us again. Maybe he's waiting for a ride.
He's waiting for a ride, guys. He's obviously waiting for a ride. But imagine if...
Maybe his ride's in the corner and they just haven't contacted each other because cell phone signals can't go around corners.
Imagine if COVID didn't exist and he was just wearing that mask. How scared we'd all be.
We'd probably go to the other parking lot.
I mean, we wouldn't be here if it
wasn't. Hey, guys, there's a dude wearing a mask over there.
You know your sunroof's open, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay,
why?
Great.
So is mine.
Why?
Yeah, just considering how much you're yelling about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like I'm breaking the rules because the sun is out. The sun is gone.
The sun is long gone.
Yes, Gavin Newsom has said, please keep your sunroofs closed if the sun is not out.
Oh.
That is the latest precaution.
So, Hedfin is available on all DSPs. That's digital streaming platforms for you oldies.
It's also dick sucking people.
So your Spotify's, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, and Tidal. What the fuck is Tidal?
Oh, it's isn't that Jay-Z's company?
If you want to reach out
Joe's
to
on
him,
Tidal.
Yep. If you want to reach out to him, you can find him on Twitter.
I'd rather not.
And Instagram at Joe Dorville. That's at J-O-E.
This feels like is this a paid plug? I like Joe, but this is
hold on. It's getting
this is a lot.
This is the first. This is the first third, guys. This is the first third. Wait until you hear the next part.
Was that a script he wrote for you to read? That felt like a produced piece.
Oh, it's it. This is supposed to be a spot. This is supposed to be
Joe. Listen, stop it.
No. Listen, Joe texted me. I was at the supermarket with my boy, and he texted me, and my phone chimed. I looked down at it, and I got, like, the hairs in the back of my neck stood up. You know why? I was thinking of Joe right at that instance.
Oh, don't
right in that instance. And then I got a text from him. Because something racially something racially questionable came into my mind right at that moment.
Oh.
And I thought, I wonder what Joe would think about this.
But it wasn't one of those father-son boner mornings, was it?
Hopefully we'll get to that. Because I did not see a tweet that said it worked.
What? What?
You were supposed to tweet it worked if the clenching thing worked.
Oh, I forgot.
Okay.
How could you forget to clench? Jesus.
That's J-O-E-D-O-R-V-I-L. I'm not going to do anything wiener-related while thinking of Tyler.
That's J-O-M-E-P-L-Z.
It's
at Mike Carano on Instagram.
So from the AD Friday Night Zoom.
At iCloud.
The guy's drinking all his water. He's going to have to pee eventually.
So from the AD Friday Night Zoom that I actively avoid. Now he wrote a script that he actually is putting words in my own mouth, right? He's writing it for me to that point. Like that's the first line. So from the AD Friday Night Zoom that I actively avoid, which I do, I actively avoid that fucker because I'm a busy, busy man. A podcast was apparently birthed.
Can't find a busy man.
It is called A New Low. They are on everywhere you can find podcasts, and you can reach them on
Except
Twitter,
for
and
iTunes,
Instagram,
Stitcher, Pandora,
and Instagram,
or Google
at A New Low Pod, or at their website. anewlow.co. Yes, it is CO because they are assholes. Also on Twitch at A New Low Pod. The show features Farzad, Greg Panetta, Joe Dorvild, Kyle Loader, and Scott by Scott.
There's no way Greg's last name is Panetta.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it Pineda?
Pineda.
There's no way
I know I've been mispronouncing
Pineda.
It forever, but I think I used to say something very
Pineda.
I just call Pineda. Him Greg.
He's one of my dearest, dearest road friends.
I just don't call him.
I love Greg. These five pabs turn lowlifes discuss what has disappeared, what is disappointed.
Oh, my God.
I don't really
can't believe we're doing an ad for another podcast.
This is my nightmare.
Hey, you want to give me shit for being special? That's not nice, Ty Ty. We don't do that in the year 2020, all right?
I do.
You accept everyone. I want the same.
I don't have to accept you.
I wish you
I
would.
Have to accept like strangers and stuff, but not people I know and used to love.
These fabs turn these.
Oh my god!
Did you just call them the F word?
Fabs. I combined five and pabs, and it was fabs. These five pabs turn lowlifes discuss what has disappointed them in the past week, as well as a few things that they are encouraged by. You can watch them live on Twitch at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific.
I hope they
listen,
talk about
watch,
their
enjoy.
Podcast members being disappointed.
Listen, watch, enjoy A New Low.
Bam, bam, bam. I'm trying to jump on the insult bandwagon. Sorry, guys.
This ad was paid for by years of Patreon money and Joe's mental anguish every time he has to correct me on something race related.
Okay, the staff, I feel like if you had led with that, I would have. Given
you don't
it,
lead. With
I would have
the,
given it more
credence.
Yes,
the staff
in Clearwater.
At New Low has approved this message. Okay. All right. Thanks for making that so smooth and easy, kids.
Sure. No problem.
Really appreciate
I'll say
that.
This. Five hosts seems like a lot.
Five hosts?
Yeah. I think they need to get rid of one of them. Scott.
Oh, hosts. I thought you said hoes. I thought you were trying to be like street.
Do everyone a favor. Get rid of Scott. Just let him
five hosts is
do
always
the,
too
Just
many.
Let him do the website. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. For free.
It's worked out for us.
Worked out very well for us.
I've listened to a couple episodes, and it's very strange to start each episode, and I'm like, is this the After Disaster? Have you listened to the beginning?
No.
It's like
it's a song?
It's
no.
Like, no, it's not the song, but it's like a bunch of, I say hour drops. They're not hour drops, but it's a bunch of hour drops to start the show.
How? How is it hour drops?
And the show has reached a new low.
Well, I mean, that's
and then there's,
the
I just,
the
I know. And then there's also some of the other, I think there's like some of the bootleg fireworks are in there. There's a couple of them. There's a couple. There's a couple homages. It's a beautiful tribute to us, and it will probably eclipse us within 6 months. And
that'll suck.
Also,
for
I think
us.
I think this makes Mickey the great grandfather.
Oh yeah, he's great grandfather.
Because they're, yep. Or is he just the grandfather?
No, they would be like
because Mickey's just the
nieces and nephews.
So are they like our nephew or
no,
like,
great
are they like
he's
our
great
kid?
Grandfather. They're our kid.
Is A New Low like our kid?
Our kid, yeah. Okay. After Disaster banged and A New Low came out of the cervix.
Okay.
The
we
disaster.
Fucked in mediocrity for 10 years.
Ooh, the After Disaster, I mean, the New Low is the afterbirth of the After Disaster.
I'll tell you what, they got a better name than us.
Anyone has a better name. I mean, I can just look, I can just randomly type things into my podcast app and whatever comes up will be better than us.
You know what else is funny about that is their show is much more culturally diverse than ours.
Mm. That just feels like because you
they
know
got
that
Farzad. They
Farzad got doesn't count.
What do you mean? He's Middle Eastern.
What? Oh, no.
He's
you didn't
Persian.
Know that?
Yes, of course I did. There was lots of funny feedback last week about Mike being like, I don't know anything about Persians. And then people pointed out that we did an entire episode of Farzad telling us all about the history.
Farzad sent me a text to let me know that he knows someone who is Persian. I'm not going to say who, but he knows someone who's a Persian who said, we were talking about how maybe those people, that nice kid that came to my door and then he went to those other, other people, that maybe it was like a cultural thing and that's why they just got super racist with them right off the fucking bat, if that is the case. And Farzad said that he knew someone who said, this is a quote. No, he's not American. He's black.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? What the fuck?
Did Farzad address the claim I made to be a fact that all Persians drive white Mercedes?
He confirmed.
That's what I thought.
All right, here, I just typed in FO. I didn't even look at my phone. I just typed in
fuck
FO.
Off.
FO is what I typed in. Foreplay comes up first. And then Forgotten, The Omen of Juarez. Hmm. Better than our title. Foundering.
What if our show was called something like Forgotten, The Omen of Juarez? But it was just this.
It's not a bad name at all. Oh.
The treachery of lost love.
It wouldn't make any less sense.
Stumping.
The sensuous art of craftsmanship in audio quality manipulation progression. Sorry.
What's happening?
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a better name for the podcast.
All right. Ew, unlocking us.
Ew.
What does that mean?
Church of Morgan?
Yeah.
For the love podcast. Nope. The Way of Love. All right.
This is the part of the show where we just, just shout out other podcasts while The Sims stands.
Hi. Welcome to
idling.
Welcome to the fifth cocktail styles.
Welcome to That Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mike Corona to my right.
The fifth cocktail would be a great name for a show. I don't know what it would be, but the fifth cocktail is a great name.
Hey, welcome to the fifth cocktail. Yeah, I love you guys.
We're going to come to you live on tape from the fifth cocktail.
The fifth cocktail is the first 4 years of this show.
Yep.
Was it 4 years?
I don't know.
That was a good
I don't think we drank that long. I think it was probably a year or two.
Yeah, then Mike had to go ruin it.
I fucked it up.
You know what's ironic, Mike? Every time I hear about somebody going to get clean and sober, and sober up, I think here's what I hear in my head. Can't handle your fucking hooch.
Yeah, and you
know,
that's right.
And you know whose quote that is?
Yeah, I do.
It's yours.
Because I said it more than a few times.
You used to say it all the time
back
before
in
you
the
got
day.
Clean and sober. And that's still what I hear. As soon as I hear somebody talking about how they're clean and sober, I'm like, fucking dude can't handle his hooch.
Yep.
Speaking of hooch, that place down the street is called Hooch and Games or something like that.
Better than our name, I can tell you that.
It is. I'd listen to Hooch and Games. I don't know what it is, but I'm in.
Not too bad.
Right after I finish the fucking catalog of The Omen of Juarez.
Maybe it's a podcast with a person and just the dog from Turner and Hooch, and they always hope to get Tom Hanks sometimes, and he never shows.
I don't think that's what it is.
That's
at
not
all.
A bad idea for a podcast.
What if we renamed our show Three Non-Whites?
Why
would we call it that?
Yeah,
just to be ironic.
I think it would be.
That's just wrong.
And then we could say we're talking about our cars, and then people would be like, "Well, Carano's car is clearly white," and we'd be like, "Ah."
What about the four non-blondes? And we'll be mistaken for them.
Hmm. That's what I was thinking of. The non-blondes.
Who's that? Is that Linda Perry? Is that her name?
I believe so.
Don't make that noise, Titan.
How do you know that was me?
Because I would never dare do that.
Could have been you.
It's always you.
Could have been you.
I was talking while it was happening. Could have been. I don't have that kind of skill.
Hey, speaking of farts.
What? No one spoke of them.
Oh, okay.
Smelling of.
Stop it, Tyler.
What?
Can we please just dump him?
I don't care. Please. Please do it.
Let's get rid of Ty Ty.
We'll do it.
Let's do it.
I'll go join a new low.
Let's.
Six people. Good luck.
Let's watch.
Bring some star power to that. You know, it's like when Randy Johnson had to go down to Single A to rehab.
Yeah, everyone knows that Mr. Baseball fuck
because he couldn't handle his hooch.
Uh-oh. We got action. All right, so we got a Jeep Cherokee.
We got a four door red
Gladiator.
Jeep with
a $45,000 car.
The flatbed truck.
That's more than $45,000.
Now the fifth is closed, sir.
That's a Rubicon Gladiator. That's about 60,000.
That guy was like, we're taking our brand new Jeep to the fifth, baby. Uh-oh. Now he's saying that there's another car.
Oh, they just signaled
each other. They're brighting each other.
Uh-oh. What if there's gunfire? I'm ducking down just in case.
That guy's got a laptop open.
What's that?
The guy that's in the backed in park stall back there.
I hate this parking lot.
I love this parking lot.
I can't believe we came here 2 weeks in a row.
Why wouldn't we?
I don't know.
Is this person not leaving either?
Oh, he's not leaving. He's back.
Jesus, what the fuck is happening?
He's 5-point turning. He's 5-point
Everyone's podcasting.
I thought he was backing in. No. I thought he was back. Hello. Look at their stare. They're giving Should us the stare down. They're giving us the podcast stare down.
I'm not going to wave back.
Should I flash my lights at them?
I did not get a wave
back. You know, they were going back here to have sex, for sure.
You think so?
Why else would they be driving?
They're looking for a bar to drink.
They wanted to have sex.
They might have wanted to have sex. Well, after a...
That guy definitely thought there was some knob slobbing in his future.
Mm-hmm. And, this is not Vaseline Alley. Please move it along.
I don't like that the Sim Man has moved. Into the dark.
Where did he go? Where did he go? Is he in
is
the
he behind
dark?
Us?
He's about 10 parking spots from me.
Oh, God, yes. He's on Tyler's side.
All the lights are going to go dark for like 1 second. I mean, he's going to be right directly
in
next
between our cars.
Between us. No, he's going to be in your back seat behind you.
Do you need me to periscope?
What?
You need me to sit out like with my head out the top?
No, I
Big
don't.
Big bird?
I don't need that.
Follow that bird style?
Yeah, no. We're calling for a periscope right now.
Is periscope still a thing? You'd think the periscope would be crushing right now, no?
All I know is when I was a kid, the idea of a periscope in a submarine was just the best.
I'm talking about periscope.
Better than a submarine?
The app.
No, submarines seem like the best.
I don't think they seem like the best.
No, they seem like the best.
When I was a kid, they seem like going the best.
Dude, your
seems
favorite like ride is at Disneyland is the stupid submarine.
First of all, it's not my favorite ride.
Yeah,
my favorite ride is the turnstile when you leave. I don't
Did
like
you
anything.
Steal that from someone?
I didn't.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good? You
yeah,
like that?
Not bad.
I'm thinking about taking it on the road.
You could probably close with that.
I'm going to open with it, too.
Don't open with it. Open with going in.
That's your least favorite ride is the turnstile on the way in. And then you can bring it all back because you'll have your callbacks.
You know my least favorite ride is? The turnstile on the way out. Standing ovation. I don't know what he said in the middle, but the opening
show,
and closing were
show,
amazing.
A round of applause. Anyone here ever been to Disneyland?
No? No one? Okay.
All right. Well, I'll be back tomorrow night and hopefully some people here have...
yep. And I have nothing for you. Sorry.
Okay. No one's been to Disneyland. Any Persians in the audience? No. Okay. I got nothing.
All right.
Anybody want to hear my list of creative podcast names?
Wait, okay. Did you just come up with them? Oh,
I'm saying this is all part of Tyler's act.
Yeah.
All right, somebody throw out a topic. I'll give you a pun.
All right, please. Oh, you're doing that again.
I'm still doing Tyler's act.
All right.
He's taken on the road during COVID.
I think I'd go see him.
Oh, yeah, I know you would.
Oh, no. What's he doing now?
Who?
What's he doing?
Sim or?
He's like fondling a sign. It's like he's twisting a water faucet that isn't there.
Periscope,
and now
Anderson.
He's like glancing over here. God damn it. Why do we come here?
I purposely went on this side too, Tyler, to give you like some buffer zone from like the dark, creepy recesses of the parking lot. I wanted to be close to
buffer
the cage.
Zone would be a better podcast name.
But
listen to the buffer zone.
We'll probably get sued by Michael Buffer.
Welcome to the Buffer Zone.
He just owns the word buffer.
Are you ready to buffer?
No, don't say it.
What are you doing to your car? So he just shows up at people's houses when they're washing their car. What are you doing?
Is he still alive and kicking?
Buffing my car.
The Sim guy or Michael Buffer?
Michael Buffer.
I think all the buffers are going.
Isn't his son doing that too now?
No, it's his brother, right?
Yeah.
Bruce. Oh,
did they fight about it in court or something?
They boxed about it and they couldn't find an announcer. So
yeah, there was no one to tell them they were ready to rumble. They just stood there.
What do we do? I don't know. You call it. Nope.
Do you remember when Loveline was getting sued or was it going to be sued by
Buffer?
Buffer?
Yeah.
Because Mike one time on air said, let's get ready to rumble like before sex or something like that.
Yeah, somehow they found it.
And they're like, he owns any usage of that in any sort of entertainment property anywhere, ever.
I talked about it a long time ago, but we had him on Pharrell, and he was doing it for Pharrell. He was doing it for all the stuff. He did it for My Name. He did it for Scott. He did it for Max. And we were all thrilled because we're like, that would normally cost like $1 million.
Yeah.
And you just did it for fun. Thanks. That was a long time ago.
He should be crushing it on Cameo right now.
Oh, my God. You're right. I saw the highest paid Cameo person is Floyd Mayweather.
No, $999.
Fuck that
How
guy.
Much?
$1,000 for a Cameo.
And people are doing it?
I don't know.
That guy's such a prick.
That guy sucks.
I don't know. But that chick that from the also, Lion show on Netflix like is doing it, too.
He's like a domestic abuser, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he's a prick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he's a prick.
Terrible.
Yep.
Why I hate when bad people have good things happen.
Well, here's the well. That's how I feel about Michael Buffer.
He's not a bad person.
Yeah, I don't know about that part of it, but still, I feel like when somebody does something that doesn't require much and it turns into such a huge thing, that they get to copyright their stupid phrase? Like, doesn't it feel to you like if you were in charge of professional boxing, you'd be like, fuck this. Let's just get someone else.
Yeah.
Get my son to do this for, and say
really
his own thing.
Does he bring in the money? Does
that,
he earn
Is that why you always hated when the Fonz went, hey.
I love the Fonz.
I like the idea of Michael Buffer being like the most annoying party guest. Like, hey, he comes over for like the Super Bowl.
Does that guy look drunk?
Every time there's a kickoff, let's get ready to fumble. Are we going to get sued? I just realized we're fucking talking about it.
We're going to get sued. We're as good as sued.
Yeah, oh, I mean, no. Probably the best thing that happened to the show.
I guess should we rename our show? Let's get ready to rumble.
Should I bring my suit to the cleaner because we have to show up in court?
He's going to take us to the cleaners. That I think you can just do two birds with one stone.
Oh, Tyler, there you go. That's your opening act right there.
All right, everyone. So I just need you to put yourself in a conversation where you're discussing about whether or not you can say, let's get ready to rumble. On a podcast.
And I will work my magic, my comedy styling
then,
around
and
it.
And now imagine the person next to you says...
and then I chime in with, you're getting taken to the cleaners, not going to the cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be where you applaud.
And then when people don't like it, they'll suddenly understand my turnstile joke when they're all leaving and saying that that's the best part of the night. And then they're like, oh.
The funniest thing I've heard all week by far and away
is I have no idea.
God bless America.
Who to give credit to.
Me.
But okay, you have to know a little bit about Sesame Street. You guys both know a little bit about Sesame Street.
Yeah.
People let how much me you tell know about,
you about my best friend.
How much you know about Elmo's World?
Nothing. I stopped watching Sesame Street before Elmo was even born.
That makes me feel good. I'd be a little bit freaked out.
They made Elmo in a lab, man.
I like it. I like Sesame Street with the original cast only. Mm-hmm.
You don't like Tully?
I don't know who Tully is. Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, Ernie, Bert. Kermit occasionally, Big Bird. That's it.
No, Kermit was a Muppet. Kermit was not on the Sesame Street.
Kermit never crossed over.
He made a couple
he
of
would
appearances.
Not come in.
Are you sure?
He wasn't allowed. There was a restraining order.
Like, yeah, it was West
Side Story.
Well,
they made crossovers onto the Muppets.
Because there was a...
That's where It's Not Easy Being Green came from, because he would go over there and they would just abuse him for his color.
I don't know if slur is the right word, but Kermit said some unsavory things about Snuffleupagus that I will not repeat on this podcast.
Snuffleupagus was one of my favorite characters.
Well, you didn't name him when you were listing the only the ones that
But he was one of the faves, man. Mm-hmm. He was a great one. He was great in the Muppet movie, too. So was all the other Muppets that showed up, like Big Bird.
Well, he's been covered. So Elmo's World features...
Mike's comment was just, the Muppets were really good in the Muppet movie. Like, that's what that feedback was.
They were.
You know who was really good in the Muppets
perfect
movie?
Perfect casting.
The Muppets.
Perfect casting.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Also.
Ooh.
So,
he's trying to behead himself.
Oh, a little Tenebra Lux.
He was laying his head over it like he was waiting for the guillotine to come down.
So in Elmo's world, he oftentimes will find himself at Mr. Noodle's house, right?
At Mr. Noodle's house?
Yeah. You're familiar with Mr. Noodle's house.
Nope.
No?
I am not.
You're not?
Is that the restaurant we're in front of?
I hope it's a person that has noodles for hair.
Mr. Noodles is a fuck-up. He's a grand fuck-up.
He's a grand wizard, which was a bold casting for the... Mm-hmm.
Really a fuck-up.
Where's this guy going
a
with his dog?
A couple different actors have played Mr. Noodles, one of which died.
Uh-oh, guy with a dog coming.
I think the guy that... Remember the guy that got fried without the sponge because Percy was a cunt?
Yes, in Green Mile?
I think he played Mr. Noodles for a minute.
Really?
Could be wrong, but I think he played Mr. Noodles for a minute. And anyways, Mr. Noodles, he kind of does a mime thing. He doesn't ever have lines, and Elmo like will be talking to him and saying, "No, Mr. Noodle, you don't paint with your sandwich. You paint with a paintbrush." And Mr. Noodle goes, "Oh," and then he'll like grab something.
Mr. Noodles is such a fuck up. How can he afford like rent?
They don't get into that really because it's Elmo's world.
I mean, he's got a sandwich that he can paint with.
I mean, I'm not giving facts here because it's always on in the background. You just have to have kind of some semblance of what's happening.
Are you sure he's not like mentally challenged?
So, technically, did that guy
he's going to paint with a sandwich?
Did that guy just tie his dog to his bike?
Or his bike to his dog? Both. I mean,
I feel bad for that dog. Did the dog knock the bike over or was it already knocked over?
Don't feel bad for the dog. He's getting the dog some booze.
Mm-hmm. I tell her that's really not humorous in the least.
Why is that not funny?
Getting his dog booze.
The idea that the dog was like, "Go get me a 40.
So you have to understand that Mr. Noodles is somewhat of a fuck up, right?
Okay.
Cut to this.
Crystal clear.
Jillian told me that she read on somewhere, on the internet, somebody was in a hotel that only had like three, no, the only channel, the only thing that they got, they're in some country where the only channel that they got was Sesame Street. And this person was in the hotel, and all that anyone could ever watch if they had the TV on was Sesame Street. And this person heard down the hall, somewhat random that they don't even know, just saying, "God damn it, Mr. Noodles!" I love the idea of
me too. Me too.
Having to watch that channel because they need their TV.
I do love when things are in sync.
Mr. Noodles.
I do love when things are in sync. And I'm not talking about sporting events because, like, if.
Now he's digging gold. Our sim man is hunched over, digging something out of a crack.
He's mining gold in them there hills.
It looks like
he's... Want me to go do a little investigative?
No.
You sure? I can come back with knowledge.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
Want me to go?
If you
check?
Engage, he will not disengage from us. He will come back over and be like, "Oh, what are you guys doing?" And that's not the.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm probably going to.
What's he doing?
What's he build?
He looks like he's. Pulling up floorboards.
I'm going to go over and say...
I'm going to periscope in a second.
This guy in the black Honda loves the Dodgers and wants to talk. He's one of the reporters. Well,
first of all, it's a black Ford.
Ooh, sorry, yeah. Buddy. I'm very sorry.
Black Ford would be a better name for a podcast.
That's not a bad name for a podcast.
Sounds pretty good.
Black Ford.
It sounds like a movie about like a sweet cowboy.
Yep, welcome to Black Ford. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a place.
The Adventures of Black Ford.
We're going to Black Ford, Utah. No one drives anything but Fords there.
That's not a great movie.
And I started going down a weird road with that.
Mm-hmm. I
did you solve your morning boners?
No.
Okay.
No, they continue to be a problem. But I just keep the kid at the other side of the couch. I just, you know, and
keep him four.
What are you gonna do?
Four. Whatchamacallit?
Why double? Why do I got to double up?
No, I was going to say cushions, four cushions away. I was saying that you were a very large penised man.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to.
The woman took off her mask to breathe on the dog.
She's like, "Are you going to ride your bike?
Okay, guys, bike, stop buddy? Just doing play by play of.
Are
what's
you waiting
happening?
For Chinese food?
A lady just knelt down and she pet the fucking dog.
Oh, Jesus Christ! That scared me. He freaked out a little bit and he pulled the bike.
Is that a pit bull?
Yeah. He's cute. What boy.
Is she doing? It's a pit mix.
Why is she doing that? It's not even her
She's
dog.
She's petting the dog, dude.
Yeah,
she
but it's not hers.
Dog. Maybe she
She's
likes
gonna
the
get
dude.
Her face bit off right now.
That's the equivalent of her, like sitting in our
every
car.
Every pit bull is a killer.
Yep.
I'm gonna get so many angry emails. I know they're nice. I know they're nice.
But most they should all be put down.
But most of them are killers.
Most, yeah,
yeah, like the majority.
Yeah, pit bulls are perfectly safe, which is why they're the only dogs that kill their owners. Most of the time.
Oh, look at him relax. What a good boy.
I want to go pet that dog.
I want to go pet that dog.
So here's the deal. I'm going to go over pet the dog, and then I'm going to hang her right and talk to the miner.
I could knock that chick over right now
you're
in
gonna,
that position she's in.
You're going
to say knock her up.
I could just push her over, and she'd fall right over.
Well, that's true. I mean,
I know. It's fun knowing I have the kind of power to do that when somebody puts themselves in an unbalanced position
she's
while
like,
petting.
She's like as though like a coach just told her to take a knee.
Yeah, and by the way, how long is this fucking guy taking in the liquor store?
Quite a while. He just had to come out and check to see what all the ruckus was with his dog. Why are we doing play-by-play on this? Why?
Because we miss sports. Am I right?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, you thought sports were good.
Is baseball going on right now? I heard that they...
It's coming back,
they
baby.
Shut down the biggest testing center in L.A. so that the Dodgers could play some kind of like freeway series or something. What is that I heard? Is that erroneous?
Well, the Dodgers will be playing starting the end of the month, July 23rd.
And they're
playing
gonna,
baseball?
And right now you can
no,
go to
Mike,
you can go to the ravine to
same teams, but they just play different sports now.
I would like, you know what they should do? God
what?
Damn it. How come no one but me thought of this?
Like sports Olympics, like the same teams, like
they
do
have
all
to
the
get
sports?
Like one of those high-end baseball video games. and they all play from home, their own position.
They've been doing that.
They've been doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Not really a position thing.
But it counts in the league?
No. Michael. What?
It should,
name.
Though.
No, it should not. It should absolutely not count.
I think it should.
Noted sports radio connoisseur Mike Carano.
You know what the big controversy would be? Someone let their kid play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they won. And then now better. They're like, you got to give your ring back.
They're like, I don't care. It's digital anyways.
If anyone's wondering, the man that was with the woman paying the dog, he got a six-pack of Modelo.
Everyone was so curious.
And he's wearing a turban and has a long beard.
But the guy with...
No, he's not. That's a backwards baseball hat and a mask. Sorry. Sorry.
Mike would make the worst witness. I'm pretty sure
he had a giant turban on like a genie, and he had a long beard. Wait a minute.
He looked like something from Casablanca.
Yep.
He looked like something from Casablanca? Oh,
like a character.
Sim Man is gone.
Thank God.
Is he behind us?
Sneaking up behind us.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go out and take a look. Skis.
I'll just pepper spray out the sunroof.
I feel like if you get out of your car, you'll die.
Well, that's clearly not true, Tyler.
On the freeway, that might be the case.
That would be the case on the freeway.
Well, depending.
Ooh! I was on the 10 today.
What are you, horse check?
Going through the McClure Tunnel, I believe it's called there. You know, where the 10 turns into the PCH over there?
I don't believe it's called that. Right.
Yeah,
it wasn't that the tunnel you raced Kobe in?
I raced through the McClure Tunnel. Going the opposite way.
I listened to this show.
Going the opposite way, Tyler. Today, right before McClure Tunnel.
That's why when you drive through there, you do this, right? You do the... And then you're like the peace sign up to the air.
Has anyone talked about the how obvious it is that COVID was created by Shaq because he was tired of hearing about Kobe? People have talked about that, right? I mean, people put two and two together, and now they're looking into this.
Can you imagine the like breaking news?
It's probably true, though. I mean, there's probably some validity
Shaq made
that.
COVID.
I believe that he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he was tired of Kobe.
Like,
getting
I'm sick
headlines.
Of everybody talking about Kobe. Kobe this, Kobe that. Kobe.
Oh, and
he called it
something that almost rhymes with Kobe.
COVID.
COVID.
COVID. COVID.
He wanted to call it Kobe 19, but people were like, No.
Call Kobe 24.
Oh,
is it 24?
How come we don't name diseases after people
eight,
like
no?
We
but
hurricanes.
Then it became
24.
I'd like it if we named diseases after things like hurricanes.
Oh, that would be pretty good.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah,
like this could be the.
You got Loretta. Did you get tested
Loretta.
For Loretta?
Ah, oh Loretta. It would just ruin that name for the rest of time.
Well, it's already done that with Karen. I feel like so.
Yep,
Karen.
What's the guy version? Chad.
Yeah.
Well, COVID didn't create Karen.
Yeah, but it's brought out a lot of Karens.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like Karens were like inner. Hey, what do you guys want? What would you rather have? Would
Love,
you rather
happiness,
have
happiness, peace, tranquility?
Would you rather have the racist
a good podcast?
The racist bigot like wear it on a sleeve so you know what he is, or would you like him to be secretive and like smile and wave to you and live next door but you have no fucking clue?
I think on his sleeve.
Yeah, right?
The problem with the sleeve one is it emboldens other ones.
And they
to
get
do
together,
it.
Yeah, and then there's like a little pack of them.
Because
which
they're
is not good.
I think that's a lot of the problem is that people used to feel like they had to like
keep it in,
hide in the shadows, or like stay in their lane, or just like like bury it down deep inside. And then, but then they went online and they found all these other people. They're like,
But Tyler has a good point there, because the people that are going to hide it from you are just kind of cowardly, and they're probably not going to do anything because they're cowards. And the other people are just dumb fuck. Like, you know, here I am.
Where's that fucking guy? Oh, God, he's back.
What?
All right, I got to go find out, right? I'm going to go say, hey, you looking for a ride?
The guy
in the black Ford.
No,
is
no.
Charged battery.
I'll just leave with the cords connected. I'm out.
The guy in the black Ford is an Uber, and he's off the clock right now, and he'll just take cash or a blow.
No.
E.
No. Cash or a blow. He'll take $11 or a blow.
I might be more upset by the guy in the car over here in the corner.
Yeah, me too, because that could be dangerous. Right now, he could have a fucking gun pointed right at us.
I was wondering what that red dot was bouncing around on your forehead, but I thought maybe you were just a little nervous and you had like a little zit.
Yeah, that's like exactly right. It's really,
that's middle material, Tyler.
It's a little zit that jumps off onto my headrest.
That's
every
before
now and
I
then.
Go into my closer?
You know what's funny, Tyler?
What's funny, Anderson?
Comedy.
Wow.
Comedy's really funny. Yeah, I'm getting this cough.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you meet somebody, right? And
no, I don't.
They don't have a kid?
Yeah.
Right? And then they have a kid, and that kid, yeah, but it's like the guy that you knew or the girl that you knew, and then she had a kid. You meet somebody post-kid, yeah. right? Yeah. And they're like,
because I'm the post-kid.
Like, you have a hard time imagining what they were pre-dad or pre-mom. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they
change. That's fucking weird, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
It is weird.
They don't even change so much.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like, my neighbor across the street, I saw a glimpse of his, like, youth.
Yeah.
Because he's like that guy. He rides a skateboard around my neighborhood. Yeah. He's older than I am, but he still rides a skateboard. And he plays a guitar like, in his garage at night.
This guy sounds like he's fucking sick.
He's pretty sweet. He's pretty sweet, yeah. But he did that thing, though, like where he heard about my movie, and then he asked to see it. And I'm like, so I gave him the DVD, a Blu-ray of it.
And he
like,
hasn't talked to you since?
3 weeks ago, and now it's just awkward every time I see him. And I don't think he's seen it, and I think that's why it's awkward. Or worse yet, maybe he did see it, and now it's soup socks. Ah! Hey!
I almost think the proper approach would be just to tell him I'm not going to give it to you and let you see it because I don't want to have an awkward conversation.
Like I did with the guy that wanted to cut my hair in my neighborhood. I'm just like, dude, look, what if I hate the haircut? Yeah. Then you know, it's going to be awkward.
Yeah. Plus, you don't have a barber pole.
Plus, I don't see any barber slinging poles spiraling out from your place.
I don't see a license on the wall. I don't see that blue shit you dip the comb in.
But this guy's a dad, and I always think of him as like, oh, yeah, it's that dad dude. But like, if I met him just like 5 years ago before his daughter was born, like he'd be a completely different person in my head. It's just an observation. There's no...
I think the exception to that
something
role
to put in your grinder and put in your blunt roll.
What I'm saying is go out and meet as many people as you can before you become a dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pre-kid.
But like a deadbeat dad stays the same.
Oh yeah, like you don't even realize he's got a kid because he's deadbeat dad.
Because like you're in the bar and you're like, you have a kid? Yeah,
he's
where
around here somewhere.
Fuck if I know.
Not my job.
Deserter, shirker, shirker,
shirker,
shirker,
shirker con,
shirker con.
Is that really the word shirker?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Shirker. Like if you shrug off
shirk your duties.
Responsibility.
A lot of people do it. A lot of like well known people do it.
Just say, fuck it, I don't want to be a dad?
Well, I mean, Bob Dylan's got a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the one dude that started that one band. But he's got a lot of kids.
A little louder, Anderson.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a friend that had dinner with him, and she said it was so awkward and so weird and so uncomfortable.
Did he just talk about how he had...
No, songs? He was trying to be a dad to the kid, you know.
How many kids must have 79
years
have.
Old, and he's got like a 5-year-old, and he went over for dinner to get to know the kid.
Yeah.
And she said the kid's mom invited her because she thought it was going to be uncomfortable, and she said it was uncomfortable. He just sat there with his sunglasses on.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't dig it.
I think this podcast is pretty firmly anti Bob Dylan, right?
I hope not.
Yeah, we've always taken that stance.
Well, I like him.
Hmm.
Well, that's why you're the lone man out. Mike.
I think I could tell you 3 Bob Dylan songs.
Okay,
I could tell you 0. Wait, the Tambourine Man is that
this
him?
Is a man and him the hurricane, and it's a 17 long minute song.
I don't know that.
He's got some good songs.
I could not name one fucking song.
That is not true. That is absolutely not true.
Acoustic or electric, Anderson? That's the big question.
I didn't know that he did electric. I thought he did nothing but mumble and play acoustic. I had no idea.
He went electric, and then he went very Christian, and that's why I love him.
And you know who the band was in the electric band, right?
The Muppets band. Dr. Teeth and the...
That's right, and the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah.
That is correct. You know who the band is, right?
I know who the band is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the band.
Yeah, the band. Yeah, they're great.
And they are the band when Bob Dylan went electric.
And that's why they ditched his ass, because they are great and they didn't need him.
Well, they actually made records with him called the Bootleg Tapes.
Well, no one likes those.
People love those records. They're highly acclaimed.
Who?
People.
Okay, which ones? Bob Dylan's 50
Bob Dylan's
kids.
Friends. Bob Dylan's manager or his agent.
I'm Bob Dylan. I have funny hair and I wore Ray-Bans in the 50s.
And I'm terrified of soy bomb.
In the 60s.
Why is my alarm going off? Text
soy bomb.
Taylor.
I think Bob Dylan is like a giant hole in my musical like education or appreciation. Just similar to the way that the Beatles are. I'm very under informed. On
Yellow
the
Submarine.
The Octopus's Garden or something.
You know what? I am going to quit the show in like 2 minutes. I'm fucking totally serious.
Why? I can name way more Beatles songs.
Okay.
I definitely did that thing where I didn't like the Beatles because it was like cool to not like the Beatles, and now I'm like, oh, they have good songs.
So Ty Ty.
What?
I got one of those full face masks.
What?
We talked about a few weeks ago, one of those full face masks for the old swim skis there. For swimming.
The one with the double snork?
Single snork, straight out the top of the head.
Mm. Oh, you really got it?
Single?
The Teletubby one? It doesn't have as much CO2 discharge as you want, so there's a concern that you know, medical science things could happen to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I've seen some people try to sell those as masks for COVID. They're like, yeah, just wear the single snork around town. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Wait, so single snork, you never heard this? Double snork good?
Double snork, yeah, it can. You get rid of more.
That makes sense. We're not just playing.
I'm singing songs.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. What else is a problem?
I picked up the orange and I couldn't figure out how to get to the juice out. And how do you peel?
When I tried it on for the first time today, and I went in the pool, two breaths good. Third breath, just nothing. And the thing was very hard to get off my head. And I came out of the water, still could not get a breath. I had a hard time getting the thing. It was like suction to my face. And I felt, for the first time ever, like one of the characters, and I'm not kidding, I was thinking about one of the characters in Alien with the face hugger. It felt like that. I couldn't breathe.
What was the issue?
I don't know. I guess that the valve wasn't...
Was there a napkin stuck in the tube?
It was a banana. I don't know if somebody like at Amazon played a prank.
No, while you were swimming, when you popped up, one of those big Russian ladies went dunk
dunk. Wait, so the double? I didn't even see doubles on the. Maybe I'll have to send it back.
You gotta get the double snork, dude.
Oh no, double snorks.
The double snorks is way better. You look like a fucking. I don't know.
I want to look sweet. That's the main thing. I want the fish.
I'm afraid
to think
that the double snorks is going to require too much lung capacity.
No, it's like less.
It's less. Because you're like breathing inside your own little like vacuum there, like your own little space, your own little apartment.
It feel so weird?
It's like a face apartment.
It feels so weird to have your whole face like exposed underwater.
I guess they call it a compartment.
Wait, how is your face exposed on the water?
Well, not exposed, but like the glass covers your entire face or the plastic, whatever.
Yeah, you're like a space dude. Wait, compartment and apartment, like...
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Were they just like, hey, we can just make these apartments. What and, well, if they're like compartments for people.
Yeah, and some of them are in a department.
Well, what department are they in, Ty-Ty?
And often you have to call the police department.
The Department of Apartment Compartments, you fuck.
I don't believe that's the thing.
You know what I don't like is that apartments are things we know of as little places you pay rent to live in.
Mm, they're compartments for humans.
In New York, they're... $30 million condos, but they still call them apartments.
Are there any houses in like Manhattan, like
yes,
down, like uptown or downtown? Yes. Like houses, really?
Yes, yes.
No,
yes.
Are you sure about this?
100% positive. I look at videos of them all the time.
In the middle of Central Park.
Did you watch
Park.
The Willoughbys?
There's old family money where they had a giant house and it was a historic monument. So. Skyscrapers go up around it, and it's still there. There's one that's on the corner, directly across from the Met, and it's fucking outstanding. And it's been in the same family.
Have you seen the one that's across from the Yankee?
You don't use that at all.
Oh, I definitely use that. I definitely use that. That feels like the opener.
When you're on the road in Canada, I want you to
imagine that we're having this discussion about houses and whether they exist in New York.
Yeah,
and then one of the guys says, "There's a house and it's across from the Met."
And before we get there, there's a man lingering about 50 feet away from you. Strangely,
are you sure you don't want me to go check him out and see what the deal is?
Yeah, I am sure.
We'll pull up next to him on the way out. And I'll leave the recorder on.
I'd also like to say that The Willoughbys is a delightful film, but
you saw it?
It's too long.
You saw the old Willoughbys?
I saw
over
the
there?
Willoughbys. Watch
a
the
listener.
Set.
I don't know if he listens to this program, but he listens to the old Film Vault over there. He was one of the composers on that.
Well, it was great music.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little long, but great music.
I quite enjoyed the Willoughbys, and that they lived in a house that was surrounded by skyscrapers in New York. Right, I'm right.
You are correct.
Not too shabby.
And
the parents,
why do people?
The parents
were madly in love.
The parents were so funny. I just want the movie
really
about
the
parents.
Yeah, I like the parents a lot. Madly in love. They banged, and then she got pregnant. And this is a cartoon, by the way.
Do brownstones count as houses?
Not if they have multiple units.
The song by Guns N' Roses?
Yeah. Mr. Brownstone.
She got pregnant. She had the baby, and the dad immediately threw the baby out in the hallway and said, stay out here. That's for the very rude thing you just did to your mother, which was being born.
Did the baby set up camp in the hallway?
Yeah, the baby had to defend for himself.
And then when the dad went to go pee, the baby just yelled, get out of my room. And that persisted for 18 years.
What is this guy doing?
What about peeing? What about peeing? What about can I just say that I love my boy and he's the best? I was at my friend Derek's house today. Atticus was in the pool.
Oh, boy.
And Atticus, I had no plans of going to Derek's house, but Atticus was begging and pleading to go to Derek's
house. But this boner's not going to visit itself.
He wanted to see the hammer, the hamster. Whose boner?
Wait, Derek has a hamster?
His daughter does. Whose boner? All right, so we go to the pool. Atticus is in the pool. He keeps asking me to get in the pool. I'm like, sorry, bud, it's not going to happen. But you can be in the pool. Good job. I'm talking to Derek. And then Atticus, he's 3 years old. He says this. He goes, Daddy, is there a bathroom I can use? And he starts getting out of the pool and trying to dry off. So he's a three-year-old. Doesn't even occur to him that he should pee in the pool. Thank God.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's rude.
No, it's great.
So I'm like, yes.
Why do you think pools exist?
Flash forward to an hour later, we're in my pool.
Can't argue with that, but it's still rude.
Begging and pleading to go in the pool before he's supposed to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like an hour and a half ago, right? He's in the pool, and he's having the time of his life. And I'm like, fuck this. He's got to get out because I want to have some dinner before I go to the after disaster. So I do this thing. I set a timer on my phone for 2 minutes. And I say, all right, buddy, here's the deal, though. My phone's going to the alarm's going to go off. And when the alarm goes off, you have to get out of the pool. And you can tell he's pissed. And the alarm goes off 2 short minutes later. And he hears it, and he just immediately starts swimming over to the stairs. And I'm like, I fucking love this kid. He's the best.
Feels good when you got him trained.
It's the best! I saw those kids for years, like peers of mine who like, you know, get to go to the park, and then when it's time to go, they throw a fit.
Yeah,
maybe you're doing a good job with the alarm technique, giving him what he wants, but putting a time limit on it.
I tell him that when the alarm goes off for too long, that's when the missiles start getting fired. So mm-hmm.
That's right.
He's got the fear factor working.
My sweet son is definitely like his formerly sweet father, and in the sense that like doesn't understand that other kids aren't like careful and playing by the rules and shared stuff. So when Zach encounters other kids at the park and like tries to play with them, he like can't understand why like he'll get one turn doing something and then the other kid won't share anymore, or why the kid might do something like mean and like throw the ball like at his face. Like he just doesn't understand like why the world is.
That's why you got to.
Not fair.
That's why you need to bring a brother into it.
And then he'll just stand and stare at me. I'm like, I know, bud. I know. You'll figure it out. It sucks.
People suck. Yeah.
But if he had a brother,
no, he's not.
They would abuse each other, and then he would know what the world holds for him.
He's not getting a brother.
Oh, he's getting a sister.
He's not getting anything.
Why? You little nip tuck?
Not yet, but it's in the cards.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish it happened years ago.
Wish my parents had done it. Wouldn't be stuck in this fucking parking lot with you guys. And this guy who disappeared again.
I wish the earth blew up.
Hey, where are we at? Because we've got another episode to do here.
And we're good. We're good. Let's bring this train into the station.
Yeah, let's do it. That's how we're doing.
Did this train leave the station?
Still at the station. We'll be arriving at... Oh, sorry. We never left.
It's been delayed. Do trains get delayed? I guess they do.
Do trains get delayed? No, they've never been, never once.
They're not supposed to, I can tell you that.
I'll tell you, you want to know what the bonus is about? You want a little tease for the bonus? You want a little bonus?
Lay it on us.
You want a little
tease?
You want a freaking bonus? What do Mormons, steam engines, and Bill Cosby have in common?
Ooh. Mm. They all like,
All this and more on the next Academic Disaster or Bonus Ignorance.
You're just trying to fuck with us.
That's a real ass thing.
They're all things with names.
They're all...
Fuck, bro. God damn it. Names on the next episode of...
Titles. All right. Did I mention that that little movie that I did came out last year? It's on the old Amazon Prime skis over there now. So
you did not mention
you got the Amazon Prime membership.
It's apparently on Amazon Prime. I found out.
Go ahead and mention it.
By trying to show my my mother-in-law, Jillian's mom, how to rent the movie, because she still had not seen it. She was asking me when she came to my house.
And she's like, it's free.
And I'm like, here, you just go to Amazon. And then I said, I can just give you a Blu-ray. She's like, we don't know how to use our player. And I said, all right, well. And I'm like, well, there's this thing called Tubi. You can watch it where there's ads. But then I'm like, yeah, you got to download the. I'm like, here, you know, I'll give you $4. She's like, no, we don't care about renting. I'm like, okay, well, that's nice. Here, you just go to Amazon, you type in, and then it popped up, and I'm like, and it's free, and no one ever fucking told me, and it's kind of weird. It's really fucking weird, you know, doing all this and bringing the movie to the point where it's at, and then now it gets to a place where it's just like, yeah, it's free.
No, it's not free. People pay $100 a year for that membership.
$109 with the taxes over there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
But yeah, it comes with your membership. So if you'd like to see it again, if you haven't seen it yet, you've been a holdout. If you like to recommend it to people, or you didn't want to have them rent it before,
or if you just want to stroke Jeff Bezos a little bit more,
mm-hmm. You know what I did? You know what the biggest mistake I've made on Amazon?
I prefer
the last
you to watch it on
Tubi is?
or buy it directly from me. What's that, Michael?
You know, I was very excited about my discovery of Turtle Pond.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I went back there with turtle food. Very excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. What is turtle food exactly?
It smells terrible. And it's pizzas. Like dried little things, and it comes in a jar, and there's tons of it in there.
They sell freeze dried cockroaches, like in airtight air bags.
That sounds more expensive than
this
shit I bought.
It's terrible.
But either way, I thought, I'm going to do this so often, I better stock up on turtle food.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now
Michael,
I've got
well.
The entire top of my microwave is covered in jars of turtle food.
Well, that seems like a bit ambitious.
I know. It was ridiculous. Like, I'm just like, keep buying it. Keep
it's
buying
it's more like
it.
They're
only $1.88 a piece.
Amphibious.
Use that in the middle or any part of your act. That's a no-go, Ty. That one is not worthy.
Amphibious?
It's in there
amphibious?
Somewhere.
Amphibious?
Did you get like a deal on the buying in bulk
I feel so.
Food?
No. In fact,
why the fuck would
you
pay
a premium? In fact.
No, it's the opposite.
You pay more per ounce
I,
the higher you go? That doesn't
I
make any
am not mistaken.
Sense.
I am not kidding. Mm. I will pull it up and show you if you wish me to prove it.
No, I don't. I'll
one
it.
Jar of turtle food that's about that big.
Oh, well, how big is
$1.88.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You held like a foot
the,
up.
The two-pack?
Yeah.
$14.
That makes no sense.
So I just went, buy again.
Just to get one over?
And
on?
I got it for less than $10, four jars.
I
so that's
like,
why you did it.
I feel like the two-pack is probably like a 50-ounce jar.
Yeah, they're probably different size jars.
It looks like they're the same jar.
I held up the picture next to the other picture.
Yep. In fact, it was smaller.
I screen grabbed both, and I kept switching back and forth really fast.
Oh, boy.
Don't side with Bezos.
Bezos.
Still boggles my fucking mind that it seems like a lifetime ago that Amazon was just that quaint little like online bookstore.
I know.
And then
and we
like,
all
they got so big that they closed the other bookstores. Like they, most actual bookstores went out of business. And then Amazon said, fuck it, let's sell everything short of human organs. We'll just sell everything, not just books. We'll sell it all. And then here we are, 10, 15 years later. And what's popping up on the corner? An Amazon bookstore? What in the fuck kind of a world do we live in? Is that like the Matrix being broken? Like that it's a glitch?
There's a great Instagram account I came across recently called Humans of Late Capitalism. It's just like the nightmare that is our current overly marketed capitalistic
price,
life.
The price has gone up considerably.
Oh, boy.
You can get a 7.5-ounce jar for $3.18.
Don't care.
A 12-ounce jar, which is not that much more, for $13.99.
So how much for the 12-ounce, for the first one?
$3.18. It was $1.88 when I bought it.
For how many ounces?
7.5.
I thought you said something different before. Wait, and then how much for the 15-ounce?
$13.99.
So that makes no sense. So they're still fucking up.
In fact, I'm going to...
They're still fucking up. And they saw your orders, which is probably the first fish food order, turtle food orders that they've had in quite some time.
They're like, it's happening.
We got... The demand has gone through the roof.
Yeah, the turtle food I bought was $1.88. It's now $4.52. It just changed again.
So
right,
you were sitting
moment.
On a gold mine, man. Start eBaying that shit now.
You know what? I'm gonna do what people are doing
this
with rubbing alcohol.
This is called day trading. This is called turtle food.
$29. But it was $1.88 like 2 weeks ago.
I'm Mike Carano, world famous turtlepreneur. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know this is really bad news for those poor fucking
turtles at Turtle Pond. Are you going to start a shell company?
No one can afford a shell company.
Are you going to start a shell company?
Is it a shell company
Like a hermit crab shell.
Or a
shill company, which I read recently.
No, it's not a shill
Somebody
company.
Misprinted it then, and it was a book, too. It was like a printed book. It wasn't like some post on the internet. And it said shill. And I'm like, what? I think this person's fucking stupid.
Or were they being like, funny?
I don't think so.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely not shill company.
I believe it might be shill. I didn't think it was shill.
You believe it might be because you saw it in a book accidentally?
It's a shell company.
Also, did you fall into a bookcase and a book fell out and opened on your face?
No, I still read hard copies of books. I read them.
Hard copies.
I usually read three or four.
Yeah, I can't. Look at, I paid $189 a jar for this. I just found the receipt.
Oh, God, he's coming close. Oh, God, he's like three parking spots away.
8 ounces.
8 ounces.
Oh, you got 8 ounces for $188?
Yeah.
Damn,
Mike. You should have.
You got like,
this is like when you
1970s
I only have
gas
four
price.
Jars left.
Yeah. This is like you only bought. This is like you only bought two shares of Amazon.
Look at how many turtles. Look at how many turtle. Every other order is turtle food on here.
For you,
I bought a USB to HDMI cable, candles, turtle food, underwear, turtle food, a Nikon battery, turtle food, a mask.
Do you think somewhere at Amazon HQ? They think that something is really wrong with their like a recommendation algorithm. So I don't know what this fucking guy's going to buy next.
Turtle food, mask, underwear. Something's going on here.
Oh boy.
Hey you guys.
What?
That's how we do.
How you doing?
Oh,
that's how we do.
That's how we do. You got to steal one of those turtles to make this worth it.
Dude, I got the plan. Here's what you do. You steal one of the turtles, you kill it. Make it fast, though.
Okay? So far, I'm in.
Yeah. And then you leave it on your
So far, Mike's one hep instead of you.
You leave it out in your parking lot.
Of you.
So that it dries out, and then you grind it up into turtle food, and then you got free turtle food.
I didn't know you could do that.
You totally can.
Legally. Hey, by the way, speaking of killing turtles.
Yes.
I watched a documentary on Amazon called Stuffed. Mm-hmm.
Were they trying to get the foie gras, but with the turtles?
No. Yeah. No, it's all about taxidermy, and it's pretty good.
Yeah?
It's not like a documentary that
you're
going to...
Foie gras?
It's interesting.
I see what you did.
And they're the world's most famous turtle is stuffed.
We had a friend who's no longer in our lives who was a taxidermist, a hobbyist. But she would have... It was creepy. Like, you go into her... I used to get drunk at her house a lot. Rummage late at night, stay there. Rummage through their freezer looking for ice cream or something and just open a bag, dead cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty rude of you to open a bag in someone's freezer.
No. It was the kind of relationship where like it was just like, our house is your house. Well, except for when they came to my house.
Does that include the dead frozen cats?
I say, I told them, strict rules. Don't even come in the kitchen unless you're invited. No, it was Mickey's wife. You remember that?
Mm.
She always would say, when that thing dies, talking about my Stanley, my beloved Stanley, but she was very cold-hearted about it. And she'd say, when that thing dies, I'll stuff it for you.
Mm.
Yeah. As he was like sitting on my lap.
That's charming. Like,
that's not nice to say, Bianca. It's very mean to say.
I got to admit that when I was watching this doc, I thought about Stanley.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why?
Because it would be kind of fun to have him around.
I kind of do. Like, I got a little shrine in my office to Stan.
I think it'd be unbearably sad if you had Stan stuff.
The cast of characters.
Zoe did a great watercolor of Stanley that I absolutely love that I have up there next to his little house with his ashes.
The cast of characters in that documentary is pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're all a little stuffy, though.
Ba-na-ba-ba-na-ba.
You're my opening act.
Fuck! What am I, the road manager now? This blows.
And that's how we do.
That's it. Thank you, Patreon, for supporting us. And here comes your bonus.
Check out Joe Dorville.
No, stop. No,
Joe.
Don't promote him in the middle of us. Actually, the one time he promoted our Patreon.
Headphones. You want to know what I was thinking about, Joe? What was happening to me at the time? Yes. We didn't get into it. Let's talk about it next week. We'll talk about it next week.
All right.
I want to ask you guys, and maybe Mikey will have forgotten because we already talked about it on the phone.
Real quick. Don't mention the
name.
That's
what we're doing. What?
But you know how...
Paul Stanley.
Yeah?
Okay, I can't tell the story now.
What is it?
You know how I
Paul
had
McCartney.
I guess I'll call him an enemy in the comedy business?
Yeah. A couple.
Yeah, but remember the big one?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I remember the big one, but I don't think he's alive anymore, so.
You don't?
Well, when I say big, I mean like big. Yeah. I mean like
What? I know who he's talking about. Stop.
Yeah, I know who
you're
talking
about. Doing?
Yes, yes, yes.
Just okay. Let him tell whatever he's going to say.
So,
because Ralphie May was the one.
Oh, no, no. Ralphie and I got along fine.
No, no. For a while there.
No, we had one fight. We had one thing.
You talked about it like it was fucking
Well,
big.
I was also fucking, you know,
hammered all the time.
Mental, yeah.
Okay.
But this other person, I really
yes.
had a problem with.
Right.
And, oh, my God.
What?
You know, it's COVID. Hit. I've been going for walks a lot.
Oh, no.
He lives exactly two blocks from me. And it's not Jim Jeffries who lives around the corner.
Right.
And I'm like, this is unfucking believable. Like,
how do you know he lives there? Did you
because
see him peering out
I was checking out the cars in the driveway, and I went, oh, no. I know those cars, and I know that license plate because it's his fucking name.
And how do you know he's not visiting a friend?
No, it's his house. Mm. For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. And apparently I'm in such a good spot mentally mm-hmm. in comparison with the past that it didn't faze me to such an extent that I forgot about it like 10 seconds later. Mm. And I've walked by it every day going for a walk.
I still don't remember what the actual source of the contention is.
I called him a hack on Twitter. Oh. And it sort of exploded in my face.
That's all that happened?
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of a shit thing to do when you essentially work alongside a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike's like fully aware.
Yeah. I apologize. He didn't accept my apology and said he'll never work for the company again unless I get fired.
He would never go back there. And
so is he? Does he go there now?
Which is a real shit thing to do. That's what Jeanne Garofalo did to me when I was on Loveline all those years ago. She said, I'll never come back on the show until that guy's fired. And they're like, well, we weren't planning on booking you anytime soon anyway, so.
Yeah. What'd you do to her?
I was in the wrong.
All right, how you doing?
All right,
that's how it's done. Everybody, how you doing? That's how it's done.